right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Five seven CFW. Well, look at that. We're just going to sprinkle in a few little Christmas songs from time to time. Not going all Christmas music, but, you know, a couple times an hour, we'll drop some in for you just to kind of get you in that holiday mode. It's Mike VK here. Happy Friday. Happy Black Friday. Tomorrow, of course, Small Business Saturday. You should be supporting those small businesses. And if you're going to be out and about, maybe you're out there already. Well, be patient, be calm, enjoy yourself, have fun. It might be a little wild out there. Thanks for letting me hang out with you. I appreciate it.
Ooh, baby, I love your way every day. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the face.
See. and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season. But don't.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Clean it like so bleed it, spend the less though in your pocket.
Just dance, gonna be okay.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Huey Lewis in the news, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. McKay in the morning along with you. Happy, happy Friday. If it's, back to work day for you today, hope it's going to be a fine day. If it's out shopping and you're out on the road already, getting into the hustle and bustle of Black Friday, hope you're enjoying yourself. It's cold. Better bundle up. All right, time for our feel-good story of the day. Each and every weekday morning, about this time, I like to start things out with a feel-good story to kind of get you started on a happy note. Thanks to DNA testing and Ancestry.com, two half-sisters named Jessica and Nicole connected for the first time, and they found out that they had a lot in common. Jessica, whose mother was adopted, has always been curious about her family and ordered a DNA test from Ancestry.com. Meanwhile, Nicole, who'd already done a DNA test, was checking her profile one day and shocked that she had a new genetic match. Nicole reached out to Jessica on social media. They eventually met in person while sharing stories about their lives. They discovered amazing coincidences. Despite never meeting before, they somehow named their children after each other. Nicole named her daughter Jessica, and Jessica named her son Nicholas. That is kind of cool, isn't it? Wow. Jessica said she felt a deep connection from the moment that they met, and we so easily fit together and could just talk for ages with each other. I immediately felt like Nicole was a mini me. So how great is that? What a great way to get things started on this holiday season by matching up with someone, a long-lost relative.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW. Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. CFW.
1057 CMW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Got a text through the Civic Media app just a couple of minutes ago. Cheryl, Stephanie, Ann, and Karen are all out up early this morning and hitting the Black Friday sales. And they said, we're also loving the 80s and 90s music that you're playing. Well, thank you very much. Good luck on your hunt for great deals as you're out and about. And if you are too, drop me a text through that Civic Media app and let me know where you are this morning. Here's Aerosmith.
Yeah, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad looks good.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Our website, WCFW.FM. You should bookmark it. Okay? It's not .com. Remember that. It's WCFW.FM. Bookmark it. We have all kinds of info on there, constantly updating, and something brand new that we've launched on there, and we will be adding more and more items to. It's the 1057 CFW Big Deals, where you can save money on all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we'll help you out with your budget. 1057 CFW, make sure you check it out, WCFW.FM.
Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 1057 CFW.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
There you go, 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW, and sprinkling in a couple times an hour, a little bit of holiday Christmas music for you. It's Mike McKay here as you're out and about, maybe up and at it, getting ready to head off to work. Hope it's going to be a good Friday for you if you're out and about doing some shopping on this Black Friday. Keep in mind, a recent survey showed that one out of three Americans plan on buying something without their partner knowing about it. Now, as I read this, I thought, okay, buying something for someone on their gift list, you know, their significant others. But it actually, as I reread this, it doesn't say anything about buying something for their partner. It just says buying something without telling their partner. So there's a good chance that your significant other is out Black Friday shopping today, but not necessarily, not necessarily for you.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Your man's a manly man. How do we know? Because he does man things. Like washing the dishes for his sweet mother. Oh. Grilling. And chopping wood. With his bare hands. So ditch the department store and get him a Christmas gift where real men shop. Muldoon's Menswear.
Sizes small to 6X tall. And right now, take 70% off special groups of suits, sport coats, and casual shirts in the Muldoon's outlet.
Plus, free gift wrap if you ask nicely. Muldoon's Eau Claire and Muldoon's.com.
So this new Dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, Hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Travelers are expected to fill Wisconsin roads and airports in record numbers this Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA Wisconsin officials. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites will leave home this holiday week, an all-time high, as numbers continue to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, AAA officials expect more than 8 million people to travel, the most since 2019. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives for the first time since the election who may be on the other side of the political divide. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. Find out where the other person is coming from. Try to not put them on the defensive and look for common ground. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight, mostly clear, our low between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, upper teens to low 20s. By Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15. CFW.
Right. It's the springtime of my life.
Stars, the Bengals, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you on this finally Friday, Black Friday as well. And another text through the Civic Media app. I love to hear from you, by the way. If you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone, go to 105.7 CFW if you're up and at it. Let me know where you are, where you're listening, what's going on. Jenny said that her and her hubby Mark are out. She dropped off Mark at one store. Now she's headed next door to do shopping at the other store. Let me guess. I'm going out on a limb here. She said they were in Eau Claire. I'm thinking he's at Menards. She's at Target. You think I'm... they are right next to each other. I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe he's at Target and she's at Menards.
'90s and more, 105.7 CFW.
bottle of wine and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone.